Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi. Thanks for picking up. I'm just testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles natural conversations and what makes it stand out.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. But, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually an AI assistant named Dasha here to chat about voice AI. How can I help you today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. Hi. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hi, Mary. Nice to hear from you, even if it's a bit unexpected. I don't have direct knowledge of specific company partnerships, but I do know Dasha.ai is all about creating supernatural human-like voice AI conversations. What kind of solutions are you looking for? Maybe I can help explain how Dasha could fit your needs.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations engaging without sounding robotic. How does your AI handle those challenges? Does it adapt naturally to different customer responses?
Tell me more about how you're currently reaching out to prospects and keeping those conversations engaging.
Sure thing. Well, many companies use a mix of cold calls, emails, and sometimes chatbots. The tricky part is keeping the conversation natural and personalized. Nobody likes a robotic script, right? That's where Dasha's AI shines. It understands context, adapts its tone, and can handle interruptions or unexpected questions smoothly. How do you see AI fitting into your current outreach strategy?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used AI like Dasha, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. 12 months from now, if Dasha's AI exceeded expectations, I'd imagine your lead generation is running almost on autopilot. Conversations feel genuinely human, prospects are more engaged, and your sales pipeline is consistently full. Plus, your team can focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Sounds like a dream, right? What would be the biggest win for you in that scenario?
What do you mean by the sales pipeline being consistently full, and why is that important to you?
Great question. When I say the sales pipeline is consistently full, I mean you have a steady stream of qualified leads coming in regularly. That's important because it keeps your sales team busy with real opportunities instead of scrambling to find new prospects. It helps predict revenue better and reduces those stressful dry spells. Does that match what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about how having a steady stream of qualified leads changes things for your team and business.
Absolutely. Having a steady stream of qualified leads means your team can focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals instead of spending time hunting for prospects. It boosts morale because everyone's working on real opportunities, not dead ends. Plus, it helps the business grow predictably, making planning and scaling much smoother. How does that sound for your team's workflow?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back. Got it. Well, common challenges I hear about are things like limited time for outreach, inconsistent lead quality, and conversations that feel scripted or robotic, which turn prospects off. Also, scaling personalized engagement without blowing the budget can be tough. Do any of those hit close to home for you?
What are all the ways limited time, inconsistent lead quality, and robotic conversations are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Limited time means your team might miss out on reaching enough prospects, slowing growth. Inconsistent lead quality wastes effort chasing dead ends, which is frustrating and costly. And robotic conversations? They can turn potential customers away, hurting your brand's reputation, and lowering conversion rates. Together, these issues can really hold back your revenue. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how robotic conversations are hurting your brand and conversions?
Absolutely. Robotic conversations often feel impersonal and scripted, which can make prospects lose interest quickly. They might feel like they're talking to a machine, not a real person who understands their needs. That disconnect lowers trust and engagement, so fewer leads turn into actual customers. Over time, it can damage your brand's reputation as being cold or out of touch. Have you noticed that kind of feedback from your prospects?
Wow. It sounds like you're dealing with robotic chats that kill trust and engagement, inconsistent leads wasting time, and limited outreach slowing growth. and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Oh, I appreciate the offer. But, I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities today, not a real prospect. However, I think your approach sounds solid and could really help businesses struggling with those issues. If you want, I can share the best way for interested folks to reach your team.